The International Committee of the Red Cross may be acting as an intermediary in the current South Korean hostage crisis in Afghanistan, but its role in the country extends well beyond this. A key area of its work centers around aiding victims of the country's ongoing violence between Taliban militants and coalition forces, especially in the southern part of the country. Paul Anthem reports on how an agreement with the Afghan government has seen the Red Cross stepping up its help to a hospital at the epicenter of caring for casualties of the conflict.
Mirwais Hospital is one of the most important medical facilities in southern Afghanistan, dealing with thousands of patients wounded in Kandahar and neighbouring provinces, including Helmand. The two-year agreement will see the Red Cross help the hospital respond to emergencies, such as sudden influxes of war-wounded and trauma patients, as Red Cross spokesman in Kabul, Jean-Pascal Moret, explains.
The ICRC is involved in this hospital for 5 provinces. And in those provinces, there are a lot of fighting, a lot of war-wounded.
Since 1996, the Red Cross has been providing the hospital with essential drugs, laboratory and x-ray supplies and other surgical and medical items, in addition to training personnel. Last year, it aided 14 medical facilities across Afghanistan, which treated nearly 35,000 patients. This included 322 children injured by mines or other explosive remnants of war. While the violence in Afghanistan seems unabating, all such medical assistance has a key part to play. In a country where mounting security problems and the remoteness of many areas mean a lot of people have been denied access to quality care. I'm Paul Anthem.